And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Brian Thornburg. I don't know about you, but I'm getting awfully concerned for our excellent public school teachers here in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Orange County. Their salaries, not that big to begin with, have been frozen for years, even though property taxes and the cost of living have soared. They seem to be under financial siege by our state legislature. But the latest proposal from our General Assembly is a real head-scratcher. The leaders of our legislature announced, loud and proud, a budget plan that provided for what they called huge increases in teacher pay. It's Senate Bill 744, and it does call for an 11% raise, but when the details of the plan were released, we find that the increase would come from releasing thousands of our teaching assistants who are critical in the classrooms of our youngest students. So while our GA leaders are crowing about how they're champions of education, all they really did was try to address one glaring problem by creating another one and sincerely hoping no one would notice the new problem. Not only is this questionable governing, it's just mean. Pitting folks against each other within the same shrinking slice of budget is bad enough, but there were other revelations from the budget plan that are just as strange. Senate Bill 744 would require teachers to voluntarily give up their hard-earned tenure in order to get the modest rate. Those who don't want to lose that small semblance of security they have in a vulnerable profession would have their salary flatlined for the future. People around the country and around the world are watching us. Other states are luring our best teachers away with better salaries, teaching assistants, and tenure. Families are choosing not to stay because they want quality education for their kids. And businesses are having second thoughts. They know that potential employees will not work for them if the living standards are poor. Our GA leaders seem to be more concerned with a divide and conquer game rather than truly doing what's right. This recent quote from Speaker of the House Tom Tillis may tell you what the leaders are thinking. And he said, "What I see from the folks who are opposing our agenda is whining coming from losers." Yep, that's the same Tom Tillis who would like to be your U.S. Senator. If he's talking about winners and losers, then you know it's all a game to them. This is Brian Thornburg.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.